A critical update on Brighteon.com. This is May 22nd. Mike Adams here, the CEO of Brighteon.com. We're under the most extreme censorship antitrust attack that anybody's ever seen. Facebook has now blacklisted every Brighteon video, every Brighteon URL is blacklisted from any Facebook sharing or even Facebook private messaging. You're not even allowed to link to a Brighteon video in a Facebook private message. Imagine that. That's how insane this is. Now, in this quick podcast here, I'm going to describe our commitment to free speech, even under the most heinous, malicious, evil censorship and attacks that anybody's ever seen against a video platform like this. It's insane. But we are doubling down on our commitment to free speech because it's very clear that Facebook is telling us that we have to remove the Plandemic documentary, which has been uploaded all over Brighteon in so many different language versions. Actually, I got to even bring this up because I can't even keep track of how many language versions there are. Let's see. We've got it now in English, 5 copies. Portuguese, 3 copies. Greek, 1 copy. Spanish, there are 2 copies. Danish, French, Lithuanian, Turkish, Italian, there are 2 copies. And there are more people uploading. I don't see German in that list. I want to see a German version, please. What else? We need other languages. We need a Chinese version, by the way. Somebody out there, please do a traditional Chinese or a simplified Chinese, whatever. We need a Japanese version. We need a Korean version. We got to cover the Asian languages. And I don't even know who's creating these or who's doing the work, but you know what? This is we the people, okay? This is we the people fighting back against the death industry out there and the techno-fascist censorship, which is YouTube and Google and Facebook. And, you know, Joe Rogan just left YouTube. Joe Rogan is right. You know, he took a big, I think, $100 million deal with Spotify, but basically he's given the big FU finger to YouTube to say, you know what? Screw you and your censorship. I think Joe's going to actually be more unleashed on Spotify. And it's a great thing to see. And we should all join Joe in that mass exodus away from YouTube, away from Google and Facebook, and even Twitter. I mean, you know what? The censorship has just gone too far. And we have to make a choice. And this is the choice that I'm making as the CEO of Brighteon.com. I am not giving in to these assholes at Facebook. I am not giving in to them. I am doubling down on freedom of speech. You can upload any language of Plandemic that you want. And by the way, we're spending a fortune on bandwidth for this. Just the, what is it? The Portuguese version has almost 1 million views. And so we're paying for that bandwidth, you know? All the people in Brazil are sharing this and watching this. And by the way, that's probably what really pissed off Facebook was all the people sharing the links on this video, you know, and realizing they couldn't control it. And so when communist China, which controls Facebook, or the CIA, or, you know, whoever is giving them their marching orders, they probably told Facebook, hey, you got to shut down Brighteon because people are learning the truth about the Plandemic and we can't let that happen. Oh my God, if people learn the truth, they might not take the vaccine depopulation kill shot, you know, which is coming. You're all going to be, of course, forcibly injected like cattle in a global depopulation scheme. You know, the Bill Gates depop plan. That's what's coming. It's not even a conspiracy theory. This is their plan. That's why it is a plandemic. they don't want humans around anymore. Don't you get it? And Judy Mikovits is warning the world. And we are on the side of humanity. So we are going to continue to host these videos. We're going to pay for the bandwidth out of our own pockets. Right now, Brighteon is losing money because of the big outflows of cash for bandwidth for the most part. Now, we used to have a different problem, which was video storage costs. You may remember that. We solved that problem, got those costs really, really low. Now we have the problem of bandwidth costs because some of the videos are so popular, which is great. This is what we wanted. But now we're like shelling out all this money, just basically subsidizing it, you know, from Natural News and the Health Ranger store. And so if you want to donate to Brighteon, we could use just for the rest of this year, we need about $1 million, frankly. That's really what we need. We need about $1 million. We're trying to raise revenues with product sales at the Brighteon store. We're also going to put on some donate buttons, and I'm posting a new donate video and so on. And by the way, I don't get paid, never been paid a penny from Brighteon. I take a salary from the Health Ranger store, but that's it. I don't get paid. I mean, I donate everything to Brighteon. We give Brighteon money to fund all of this because we believe in this mission. So if you could help us, even with $25 or $100, or maybe you know somebody who's wealthy and could pony up $100,000 or something. This is the fight for humanity. And frankly, there aren't very many people who are willing to stand up for humanity anymore. Have you noticed? It's a pretty short list. Who's willing to put their neck on the line and build a platform, make it free, defend Judy Mikovits and her right to speak, put the plandemic video out there, pay for the bandwidth, take the heat from Facebook and all the media attacks and everything. You know, it's a pretty short list, right? it's a small number of people. But with your help, we're able to do this. We just need your help to do it. A couple other things to let you know. I have instructed, because I really want to double down and triple down on freedom of speech. I've instructed my moderation team. You know, we have a team of moderators who approve or reject videos based on some rules. And over time, I've let the moderation team kind of evolve the rules more on their own. And of course, we have to ban porn and we have to ban, stalking videos and violent videos and animal abuse and things like that. I'm instructing the moderation team to do everything they can to relax the rules of what we reject or what we delist. Now, sometimes there are videos that get delisted on Brighteon, even though they're not banned. They don't appear on the homepage. So that's another category for certain types of videos. I'm instructing my team to relax the moderation as much as possible because I want humanity to be free to speak and share and watch and think and create to the greatest extent possible. And really, the only videos that we want to ban are videos from bad actors or, really malicious stuff or porn, obviously, things like that. It's not a site for porn. I guess a free speech purist could argue, well, you should have porn too. And no, sorry. That's just not what the site is for. I'm pretty sure there's plenty of other porn sites out there, if people want that. I'm like, isn't Pornhub, right? Isn't that a big one? And, we're not trying to compete with them. And that's not what Brighteon is for. Brighteon is more uplifted. It's about human awakening and knowledge, expansion, survival, all these things. And so what we really want are more videos that speak to those things, like how do we survive? How do we survive the global economic collapse that's coming? How do we boost our immune system in case vaccine mandates are coming, for example? How do we enlighten other human beings? How do we defeat the globalists? How do we get to an honest money system and defeat the Federal Reserve? Maybe an honest money system rooted in a gold-backed cryptocurrency or something that doesn't use a central bank. How do we get to these things, these solutions for humanity? This is what we're passionate about. And this is what we want the platform to be used for. And no, we're not going to give in to the censorship assholes at Facebook. They can go F themselves. Because that's, sorry, no. No, if we were going to do that, we wouldn't have built the platform. They cannot intimidate us. Yeah, they can blacklist us, they can threaten us, they can smear us, but they can't silence us. For that reason, we are powerful, we are strong with your voice, your ideas, your support. This is what humanity is really about. This is why there's still hope for humanity. Even though the globalists are destroying everything, they're destroying economies, they're destroying health, they're destroying liberties. They're destroying the money supply. They're destroying humanity's future, for God's sake. And that's their plan. That is the plandemic. And frankly, that documentary only has time to really just touch the surface of these issues. There's so much more that people need to know. And that's why Brighteon.com is such a critical platform. For free thinkers like Styx, for example. Styx is a free thinker. Z Golden Report is a great channel on. There's so many great channels. I can't even name them all. That's why Brighton exists. And so I would encourage you. Oh, and by the way, we're working on some stealth domains so that we'll have some alternative domains that you can use to share videos, domains that Facebook hasn't blacklisted yet. Yeah, and the videos will actually play on those domains. That effort is underway, and it would be faster if we had more R&D money. By the way, we really need R&D money. Again, we need about $1 million for the rest of this year to build more of the features and the protections and the stealth domains and all the things that we need to build to make the platform better. And so I guess I'll close with that. If you can support us with a donation, or you know somebody who can support us, you know that we have already endured. We've been through the fire. We are committed to free speech. We are committed to giving people a voice. And we cannot be intimidated. We cannot be bought off. We cannot be shut down or silenced. But we do need resources. We need help. That's the only way we're going to get this done. So please reach out to people you know. Ask for donations for Brighteon. Make a donation yourself if you can. I am donating to it every day. I mean, my companies are donating to Brighteon every single day. I don't even know how many thousands every day. It's a lot. It adds up. But, you know, when I look at all these people watching Plandemic in Portuguese or Greek or other languages, you know, I can't say, oh, shut those down so we can save money. No, there's no way. I'd rather write the check and open the minds, you know, and share the truth. I don't mind. There's no point in leaving this world with money anyway, folks. Money is just a tool to get things done while you're here. Beyond this life, you can't take it with you, you know, and even if you have gold, you can't take gold with you. You leave it behind. So I don't give a crap about leaving this world with a penny to my name. I'd much rather help make this world a more free world while I'm here. And that's it. So any support you can offer us in this is greatly appreciated. We will put it to the best use in alignment with freedom of speech and human survival too, because the globalists are at war with us. They want to exterminate humanity. This is not about just censorship. This is about extermination. They are looking to destroy us. You know what? I'm going to release a speech soon that I gave in Branson, Missouri at the Gen 6 conference last year about depopulation and the anti-human agenda. That speech, it will blow your freaking mind. It'll blow your mind what's behind this. Because I'll tell you, I'll just give you a hint. It's not human, okay? It's not even human. And that's coming. I'll release that on Brighteon. But we got to keep the platform alive, able to be shared, you know? This is the truth. This is why we need your support. But thank you so much for listening. This is Mike Adams, the CEO of Brighteon.com. Much more is coming. We're doing our best. Thank you for your patience. I know we've had glitches with the video processing and so on. I understand that. I apologize for that. We're doing the best we can. We're under constant attack. We're under constant censorship and blacklisting. We're bleeding money to support this network. And it's worth it. It's all worth it. Because humanity, we're still in the fight. Humanity has a chance. We are giving humanity hope through voices like yours and your documentaries and your content. We're creating a channel for human freedom and human survival. And that matters more than anything else right now in this fight, this global fight for our future. Thank you for your help. Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com.